One of the key names in Hebrew for God is Yud and He and Vav and He. We can put these letters together in two groupings. The Yud and the He we can pronounce as Yah, and the V and He, or W and He, we can pronounce as Ve or We. When we're saying the name of God on the breath, we can breathe in the sound Yah and exhale the sound We. The Yah sound represents the transcendent divine, the untouchable and unknowable. The We sound represents the immanent presence of the divine, everything that we encounter in life. And so our practice in this first round is called the Yah-We breath, where we breathe in that infinite, unknowable sense of the divine, and where we exhale the We sound, that is the representation of all of our actions, all of our thoughts in this world, as informed by that presence of the divine. This is a very easy breath to learn and to describe, and it's a very powerful experience. The longer you can sustain this breath and continue it throughout the day, the more powerful the experience will be for each and every one of you. Breathing in Yah, breathing out We, breathing in Yah, and breathing out We. Breathing in God, representing ourselves, all of our actions, informed by God. Sinking into the sound, so it's all that's taking place in your mind. Noticing if you have distracted thoughts, letting those thoughts dissolve, constantly coming back and being connected, being at one with the sound. Taking it in silently on the breath, not controlling the breath, trying to breathe normally, being completely immersed in the sound of Yah, and then the sound of We, noticing if the mind is distracted, coming back to the sound, imagining the presence filling us and acting through us. Making it silent, taking it in, becoming one with the breath. It is said that if you can master just this one practice alone, it will carry you to the highest realms.